Tick patient for Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Duval, D-U-V as in Victor, A-L-L, June 762. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, consultation for Mr. Duval for low sodium concentration. He has bipolar psychiatric disorder. He says that he doesn't know why he's here. He was able to cooperate on history and physical exam. He does not want, however, any interventions or follow-up. He was in the hospital recently, April 12th to April 13th, atrial fibrillation. Patient is on rate control, anticoagulation, and there are plans for potential electrical cardioversion and transesophageal echo. He needs to get a person to help as he doesn't drive. He has history of prior heavy illegal drugs abuse, heavy smoker in the past, presently doing nicotine vapor. He says to be drinking water, coffee, caffeinated supplements in a large amount of liquids, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Denies the need of oxygen nebulizers or sleep apnea, denies chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea, other review system is negative. Next paragraph. He has bipolar psychiatric disorder, depression. There has been hyperlipidemia. Atrial fibrillation, flutter, anticoagulation. He's not aware of TIS, stroke, coronary artery disease, liver disease, no renal failure, kidney stones, no peripheral vascular disease, no seizures. Next paragraph, he used to smoke since 11 years old, 2 packs per day, although right now he stopped, prior street drugs and alcohol. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 245, 72 inches tall, blood pressure 118/80, no respiratory distress, very suspicious but cooperative, normal eye movements, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no palpable lymph nodes, masses, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, minimal edema, no growth focal deficits, and degree of rigidity. I review medications include Elavil, Bisoprolol, Tegretol, Cyprexa, Crestor, Trazodone, Ativan, Coumadin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Most recent chemistries, mild anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelet, normal kidney function, normal glucose, low sodium 124, normal potassium acid base, normal liver function test. Unfortunately, there is no urine osmolality, excuse me, there is no urine sodium or urine osmolality, prior BNP not elevated. There has been normal thyroid, an echocardiogram, preserved ejection fraction, normal diastolic, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hyponatremia, hyposmolality, probably effect of medications, question is SIADH. Ideally, we will do a urine sodium, urine osmolality. There is no evidence of renal failure, normal potassium acid base, nothing to suggest adrenal disorder, normal thyroid studies, clinically not symptomatic. He drinks a lot of liquids. We discuss what is the meaning of low sodium concentration, the importance of restricting fluid as possible. At this moment, he is not interested on any further diagnostic testing. He is going to follow with psychiatry. He is going to follow with cardiology for this new AFib, A-flutter. Continue anticoagulation rate control. He needs to get help as he is not able to drive from to go to Midland for procedures. If he changes his mind, we will see him back. Otherwise, all issues discussed. End of dictation.